Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. It's November. Can you believe it? It is November. I am just blown away by the fact that it's November, and November is the month of thanks. Well, today I wanted to talk about a prerequisite that comes for giving thanks in this month of Thanksgiving. Last week, Rhonda McMahon, our kids pastor, invited me to shoot a video for their kids ministry how-to video series. And I drew for the kids as best I could what I call a gratitude card and tried to talk them through that the happiest people and most fulfilled people and well-liked people on the planet are grateful people. Well, listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. I love that text because to give thanks, we have to realize as followers of Jesus that God is in control of every single circumstance that surrounds our life, both good and bad. And when we choose to trust him in that, then he will receive glory from that which happens in our life, both good and bad, and it will be for our good. So when it's for our good and his glory and he's in control, this is a beautiful picture. We're told, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long. I love that. Paul also wrote, and I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, angels or demons, fears for today or worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. God loves you, friend, and he is always looking out for your eternal benefit. God is wiser than we are, and if he tells us not to do something, he does so for a perfectly good reason. Now, here's what I know. The evil one doesn't want you to believe that. He would love to pull on your earlobe and scream into your ear, God hates you. God wants to ruin your life. God's no fun. All those rules in Scripture are just there to make you miserable. You followers of Jesus, you serve an oppressive God who doesn't want you to have fun or freedom. But you know what? That is exactly the opposite of what the Scriptures teach us. What a bunch of foolishness that is. I've had a season or two or 12 in my life where I've lived apart from the power and presence of Jesus, and I've also had the so-called fun this world has to offer, and it wasn't really fun at all. It just led me into more tragedy and tears. But I've also found that a life in Christ and walking with Jesus is a life of fulfillment and purpose, and it is more fun than any of the other could ever be. I think sometimes we just need to stop and realize that God loves us, period. And he's always looking out for our benefit. Even if what we're presently going through is difficult, he's going to use it for our good and his glory. Whatever it is that's going into your life today, be convinced that nothing can separate you from God's love. It will produce a glory that vastly outweighs whatever problem you're dealing with. No matter how present or powerful they seem, God's presence and his power is so much more powerful in your life. Trust him with that today, and I'll promise you, you'll be blessed richly. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast, and thanks for joining us day by day, 5 days a week, 5 minutes a day. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.